So welcome to this broadcast of the G&T broadcast.
Cheers.
So welcome again with my good friend Terry Gormley, the Mind Shaper. I'm Guy
Hi.
Bartlett from the Business Buyers Club. So today we've got a quick fire broadcast for you. We get quite a few questions, understandably.
Keep sending them.
from people saying, how real is this? You know, it's one thing to go on an education course or learn stuff and you know, you can read my book, etc. But this is very much about a practical outcome. We love teaching this stuff. We love sharing it with people, and our goal is 100% success. Mm-hmm. So I think it's useful to share with people what we've actually achieved. When I say we, I mean our members, the people that have gone through our program in recent times. Mm-hmm. So the question was around some examples of deals done. And we thought for this, it would be a nice way to just perhaps summarise the spread of different kinds of deals and the sort of activity that's gone over the last sort of 6 months or so.
Yeah, in addition to that, I think it's really important, it's remiss of us not to say this, of course. You know, we do want everybody that comes into the Business Buyers Club, of course, to acquire a business. But it's much more important than that. It's about helping people to transform their own lives and their own results in life and catapulting them to the next level. So although it's nice to buy a business and stuff like that, our mission in the club is to help people transform their lives. And I think it's remiss of us not to say that before we get into what we've done and how we help people.
Our long-term goal is to help business owners exit their business.
Yeah.
And realise the value of their asset.
And that's not easy, right? It's difficult to find a buyer.
Really hard. There's certainly more sellers than buyers.
Yeah.
But secondly, for business owners that work with us to realise that it's more fun buying and selling companies for a living as opposed to just the slog of running a business and just having one business. Mm-hmm. Thinking about your business as a means to an end as opposed to the end in itself.
Yeah.
And we've actually seen this, haven't we? We've had a few people gone, actually, I'm going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
This is more fun.
Yeah.
I can get more reward, and this is about lifestyle, and self-included.
What do you mean? Can you really do that, Guy? Can you really buy businesses with none of your own money?
My reply was, well, yeah, I wouldn't stand there and say you could if you couldn't.
That's when, in my own world, that's why I had that mind shaper moment, what I call that moment in your life where you give it, oh my God. Yeah. I'm never going to be doing the same things as I was doing.
The big shift for you was realization that whilst you can earn good money as selling time, and your expertise, and you know you're a world expert. There's no question of that.
Thank you very much. Joking
apart, for the record, Terry is amazing, and the stuff that he's done with me and colleagues of ours is truly stunning. So. He's had an impact on people's lives. But the realisation for you was, I'm still exchanging time for money.
That's right,
Not creating assets. So that some portion or all of that time spent in generating assets for the long run, both for you and as a legacy for your kids, becomes much more real. So that's really what underpins...
And I think this is a really, really important point. So we need to bring it out a little bit is for most people in the UK and for one across the world, for most people, they're in that of exchanging time for money. But the top 1% of wealth across the world, they're in the business of creating assets. So a great segue again, right into, you know, what have we done in the club? What have the guys, the members done in the club?
Yeah. So we recommend that you think about acquiring businesses that have got turnovers at the very least in excess of 500k, because vast majority of UK businesses don't turn over that much, or that's kind of where they get to. Mm. But more importantly, probably a million plus, and the sweet spot is kind of a million for your first deal, a million to five.
Yeah,
because there are plenty of them out there across lots of different sectors and different types of businesses, all with the same characteristics of wanting to exit. But for your first deal, for most people, it's a relatively comfortable experience to complete that kind of deal. But it will still catapult you into that 16%.
And when you say, what do you mean, buy a business for 1 million, or do you mean a turnover business?
Yeah. Okay. So a business turning over in excess of 1 million.
Right. Okay.
The other key component to that is the bigger the business, the more there'll be a management team looking after that business day to day.
Yeah, and in an earlier episode, if you've not seen it, go back and check it. But in an earlier, we talked about the ship metaphor, where that becomes relevant. Yeah.
So it's easier for you, instead of buying a load of extra work, then you're buying an asset that works day to day, and it's more of a light tiller touch and development and so on. So, but let's turn that into reality. Yeah. So some examples of deals we did. Last year, our members acquired £20.5 million worth of deals in the last second half of 2017. All of those were businesses that were acquired through negotiation, win-win deals, but without necessarily requiring lots and lots of personal capital, which is one of the key things that we encourage people to look at. So understanding the numbers and the finance and how to structure the deal. Yeah. So they range from, I think the smallest business was around about 650,000 turnover. Yeah. Next biggest was about 750,000. At the other end, we had a business doing 8 million.
Yeah.
We acquired a business doing 3.5 million. Yeah. So there's been quite a mixture back. And the kind of sectors, we've got IT, we've got digital marketing, we've got security. We've got construction, facilities management, mm-hmm. we've got building services. So quite a wide spread, really, of the types of businesses, and also in the size of transaction. So all of that built up to that sort of. Mm-hmm. On the other one was a BMS, so building management systems, in London. So from London to the Midlands to Norfolk, you know, right across the country, lots of different places.
And I've heard you talk a lot about how the process of this, but I mean the end goal for the people that have acquired these businesses is life changing and transformational. And it's also been the same. So, you know, learning the strategy, you know, learning what you teach and how you teach has transformed my life. So,
well, if it goes well, it changes lives on two sides. Mm. So we create an exit for the vendors of businesses to change their lives. You know,
think of that, of course, yeah.
I took great pleasure from dumping 3.6 million quid into our vendor's bank account
overnight.
You know, that's really nice, because that is life changing stuff.
That is life changing,
and that's where the win-win comes in. Mm. You know, in other examples, we had a member who acquired a business and went from, you know, a mundane 9-to-5 job to owning a business, moving to a beautiful part of the world, you know, just changing his life and putting money into his bank account that, you know, he'd struggled to have before that. So those are the sorts of, you know, changes that take place.
I want to bring this out here, because I think this will be really, really, really important for the people, and I'm going to put you on the spot again. I want you to just share with the viewers here why you do this, why you teach, because this will be a question. Why, you know, well, if he's so good at this, why does he teach it? And I remember the first time that I asked you, if you didn't need any money, what would you do? And so if you could just...
Well, I've got to credit Simon, a guy that I was in a mastermind group with, who's a lovely guy. And he took us through a process and said, okay, what would you do if money was no object? And no one really asked me that before. It was always about, you know, goals and strategy and business and so on. And I was like, that kind of made me stop and think. And I, long story short, the thread that I'd always enjoyed in my life was teaching people stuff, whether that's in sport, coaching.
Yeah.
You know, I used to teach at Manchester Met University.
Skiing.
And I just love seeing people, you know, benefit from the stuff that I can share with them. And so the question was, well, what do you know that you could monetize? And I was like, don't know. And he said, you don't think people would be interested in how to buy companies without needing their own personal capital? I was like, well, maybe they might. And that was the genesis. That was back in 2014. I'd already written a book about it, but I didn't really have any idea about what to do with it. So the book came first in 2010. And 2014 was the transformation into, okay, we could do something with this. But it's always been my fun business. Mm. So working with you and developing this business, but also opportunities for our own acquisitions, has been fantastic. And it's just fun. You know, there are tough days, there are hard days, there are long days, but above all, I get to do what I do. I'm really lucky.
Yeah. But, you know, but when somebody buys a business and they come to you and they look at you in that way, There you go. That's, you know, for those of you that have watched this and asked the question, that's a response there. I mean, no apologies for that, because that's a part of what attracted me to working with you, because it's never about the money. It's always about the higher level. The higher level is helping others achieve, and I think that's really special about you.
The change in fortunes and lives is what it's about. And, you know, we're a short time on this planet. We've got to make the best of it, really. So that's what it's about.
Totally. I think, is there anything else we need to add?
Not
till the next one. So, so you guys...
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
Gin to drink.
G&T broadcast. Cheers, guys, for the next one. Remember, subscribe, press the button.